point, it is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt's got his big golf tournament coming up April 18th. We need you guys to sign up. The cause is great. A charity for prevention of brain injuries and people in comas representing. And here he is, Matthew Thomas.
Yes, yes, yes. That was good. Thanks for having it at the Country Club. Go Mares, yeah. Then I met Elisa Viejo's mayor. That was cool.
Yeah, we
and
had.
Then, but today we have a woman named Morgan on. She had AVM. It's like intravenicular malfunction something. We'll sure explain it to you. She was 18, just about to go to law school, and then it happened. She had a headache, and all this stuff went down. She couldn't remember for a month. But she'll explain it better, but... Good morning, Morgan.
Hi. How are you?
All right. Hi.
Can you hear Matt, Morgan?
Yes, I can.
What happened to you?
So I was 18 years old when I fell and hit my head in theater class. Three hospitals later, I ended up at Barrows Neurological Institute, and that's where I found out what an AVM is.
Can you hear Morgan, Matt?
It kind of is low, but if you can, something. Yeah. But I hear on the radio that I should have turned down.
No, yeah, turn the radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably part of it.
Okay, sorry, Morgan.
Yeah,
no worries.
All right. Yeah, turn it all the way off, Matt. That's not going to help you.
Okay. Bye now.
Yeah, go ahead and continue.
So they were too scared to go in because it was in my thalamus. I had three brain aneurysms in my thalamus. So they told me to just go home and live life. So that's what I did for the past 4 years. I got my bachelor's degree in forensic psychology. I was going to law school. So that's what I was doing when I had my stroke. So
that's remarkable. And you said you had your thalamus?
Yes, it was in my thalamus.
Yeah, and was it on either? Because I had on the right side of my brain, and my thalamus had hemorrhaging.
Yep. Yeah, that's where mine was, on my left side of my brain, which is why the whole right side of my body was affected.
Yeah, that's what had mine. Mine was mm-hmm. the left side. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was yours just the thalamus?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was it just the thalamus that got affected?
Yes, it was just the thalamus.
Not just thalamus, but I mean, that's a big part of the brain. You know what?
I know.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah, it handles all of your motor skills, all of your speech, all of your everything.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead, poor man.
No, I was going to say, and you were going to go to law school. What's it like now? How long has it been?
It's been almost 3 years. It's been 2.5 years.
I can barely hear.
Yeah, we're going to adjust it in a minute, Matt. Try your best.
Okay, no, okay. It's good. Okay, and then...
Yeah, so it's been 3.5 years, and what is it like now for you?
I am working. I just got a job working part time at the Sedona Heritage Museum. But it is so much better than it was, 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, because I was in a wheelchair. I had severe aphasia. I did PT, OT, and speech therapy like it was my job for a year. So I'm just very proud of where I am and that I'm alive.
Yeah, that's what's great. For that year you had the PTOT, all that, you had to relearn everything over, right?
Yep, I had to relearn it all.
Can you walk how are your bodily movements?
My bodily movements are, I can walk and stuff. I can't walk as fast as I used to, but I can walk.
Can you moonwalk?
I can moonwalk.
What other physical things are you dealing with?
Mostly it's just my right ankle. I have drop foot, so a lot of the times I have to wear a brace. My hand has a lot of tone, so I have to get Botox in my hand. Those are really the two big things, are my ankle and my hand.
That's crazy. I mean, because, and just from a headache that you didn't know until you were 18, right?
Yep. Yeah.
What did they say? What did they say the whole thing was caused from in the first place?
So it was caused by an AVM, which stands for arteriovenous malformation. They're super rare. They only happen to 18 out of 100,000 people. And it's basically a cluster of between the arteries and veins of aneurysms. So my AVM had 3 aneurysms.
You know, Matt's website is positive-matters.org, and his viewpoint on life is always being positive. Is that sort of how you deal with it, too?
Yes, totally.
Because if you're not positive, you're not going to recover.
Exactly. I think it was something like, it was 80% or something like that of people that have, like, TBIs or, you know, anything traumatic to their brain are depressed or anxious or whatever it may be, but I just want to be happy all the time.
Your speech is perfect.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't think you're drunk. This poor man.
you don't sound like Matt. Poor Matt. He walks around town and he gets into his car and people say you shouldn't be driving.
Because that was funny. Oh, okay, real quick. Let me. I was walking quick to my car last night, and these two girls were going in. I was like, welcome to the clubhouse. And they were looking at me like, and I was like, oh, where did I park? Oh, yeah, I'm around the corner. And they were looking at me, and I was like, it's just a head injury. Don't worry, girls. They were all, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was walking into a bar. They probably thought he was coming out of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, that's a great story, Morgan. And so you got your law degree, right?
Didn't get it.
Oh, are you planning on going back?
You know, I don't think so, because I have completely switched up what I wanted to do in life. I was studying to, my bachelor's degree is in forensic psychology. I was studying to be a criminal attorney. I studied, I taught forensic personnel and cops to do blood pattern analysis, and that's what I helped a lady with. But I don't like any of that stuff anymore, so I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, your thought process changes, right?
Yes, totally.
I know, and then you become more humble over things,
totally.
Right?
Yes, totally. Yes.
Because we're not up to that level of being like, well, it's crazy. I'm 32 years into my trauma, so it's kind of,
wow.
You're kind of like the beginning stages, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's really admirable the way you're dealing with it, Morgan, and we sure appreciate you coming on the Neuron Report.
Yeah, Neuron. But what type of law were you going to go after again?
I was looking into criminal law or, like the ACLU or the Innocence Project are some nonprofits that I'm really, you know, I'm looking into, or I was looking into, so.
Criminal law.
You know what was weird? Yeah. What was weird when you asked the question, my neurons were thinking criminal. It's weird.
Yeah.
and you know, I went to law school and I flunked the bar exam 3 or 4 times. So that's
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, I know. I was like, "Oh my god, what was I doing?" What was I thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had passed, honestly, but you know, it's just, but I have no regrets. Believe me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Totally.
Anyway, well, thanks for being on.
Yes, thank you, Morgan. We'll keep in touch just through this. You tell me your Instagram, and then you'll be on my website probably like a week or two.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Neuron Report out, and happy Good Friday.
All right, you have an instant request, Matt?
Yeah, Where Have All the Good Times Gone by Van Halen.
All right, Matthew Thomas, Straight Out of a Coma with the Neuron Report. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, and my golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, we'll mention your golf tournament real quick right after this.